Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
One day I was looking at my top five rappers' info. I wanted to see what made them want to rap. I soon ran into a little problem. The list of rappers kept getting longer and longer. Not my top five list, but the list of rappers who had Gemini or Virgo in their chart. Don't get me wrong, not all rappers have Gemini or Virgo signatures, but a lot of the big names do. Enough to make me want to make this podcast. With that said, I'm gonna begin with my first rapper. I'm starting off with one of my favorite rappers of all time, Tupac. Not only was Tupac a Gemini son, he also has Mercury and Venus in Gemini. I also find it interesting that his Saturn is 29 degrees Taurus, which means it's right at the edge of Gemini, and he had a Aries moon. Taurus rules values and security. Aries is the warrior. When I think of Tupac, he fought Aries for a certain type of value system, Taurus, in which he communicated through his raps, Gemini. One of the last astrological aspects about Tupac I found interesting is he has Mars in Aquarius. Aquarius is like friends and associates. Mars is malefic planet, and it could be like enemies. And it could be said that Tupac's downfall was his association with Suge Knight and Death Row Records. Deuce, you have any thoughts on Tupac?
Yeah, you mentioned your top five rappers. Tupac is right there, number one for me. He was, you know, me being from the Bay, got big respect for the Panthers. And, you know, Pac was born into the Panther life. You know, he was raised in the Panther way. So he was a revolutionary.
Would you say the Panther way is a certain value system?
Absolutely.
Taurus.
Panther way is about independence, self-independence, being able to, as a people, provide for yourself and your families and your community, you know, and provide and protect, you know. So if you listen to Pac, a lot of his rhymes were about the struggle and about oppression and about being a strong, independent black man in America, and the way that makes a lot of people afraid.
Everything you're talking about right now is speaking to his Aries moon sign. Aries is the warrior. Moon is emotions and feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tupac fought fiercely for the topics that you were just saying.
That's right. And he was able to do it in a way that wasn't preachy. He just felt like he was one of the homies, but he made you want to stand up for yourself and be a part of this struggle that he talked about in his rhymes. You know, he was like I say, he was just a revolutionary, you know what I mean? In the sense that he felt like it was time for black folks to step up and take the crown.
Where do you put him on your top five list?
Oh, like I say, he's number one on my list, you know, just because not only did he talk the talk, but he walked the walk. You know what I mean? Like the shoot when he shot those police in Atlanta, you know, those off-duty cops in Atlanta, because they were harassing a black man. You know what I mean? And the fact that when he was getting robbed, he didn't just bow down and let them take what was his, they damn near had to kill him for it. You know what I mean? A lot of people or a lot of these rappers get on the mic or get in the booth and start talking all that stuff about, you know, how gangster they are. But how much do we really know about who they are and what they would do in these situations? You know, but for Pac, the stuff that he said in his lyrics, he backed it up outside of the booth. And that was one of the main things that I respected about him.
I have a question. What do you think contributed to his death and downfall?
He kind of had a self-destructive personality. You know what I mean? Like, the same things that made us respect him, speaking out and standing up for yourself and not biting your tongue. You know, sometimes diplomacy is needed. And, you know, me being a Gemini, I can understand that we are, diplomacy is hard for us. It's either one way or the other way, you know? And a lot of that, you see a lot of that in Pac. Like, he was either you was down with him or you was the enemy, you know what I mean?
What do you think about that last statement I made by his association with Suge and Death Row may have been his downfall?
It definitely was, because they encouraged that side of him, the self-destructive side, the confrontational side. Like, as a Gemini...
By the way, I forgot you was a Gemini, which makes you perfect for this show. Go ahead.
But as a Gemini, it's hard to sugarcoat stuff. Like, I hate to use the word real because it's so, it's like cliche almost. Keep it real, be real, stay real. You know what I mean? But as a Gemini, it's hard to.
Well, as the astrologer on the show, I would just say it depends on the level of Gemini you're on. Because there's different, there's low vibration, balanced vibration, and high vibration. And sometimes lower vibration Geminis don't be on the same wavelength. So I think his some of the stuff that you're talking about is actually speaking to his moon sign. The fierceness, the, you know.
Right. Thing. But not so much the fierceness. It's like
the self-destructiveness, because Aries think when you seen the movie 300?
Yeah, parts of it. Yeah.
Or how about the movie Troy with Brad Pitt?
Troy.
Yeah, Achilles, when he was Achilles.
Yeah, I did see that long.
Yeah, a long time ago. That's Achilles. Brad Pitt's character is think that's Aries. You know how Brad Pitt got on his horse after his cousin got pissed off? I mean, killed, and rode in front of the gate and stood there. Yeah. Like, come on out here. He was out there by himself.
Uh-huh.
That's Tupac's moon.
Right. And that's who Pac was. Yeah. But what I'm speaking to is more of like the diplomacy side of it. Like sometimes, like maybe some other signs, they're better with smooth, like being smooth with your words to where you can say something and it'll go over a lot smoother. You can say something that's kind of confrontational or kind of controversial, but it'll go over a lot smoother. Whereas as a Gemini, I know I had this problem. I just say what's on my mind directly, straight and plain.
Yeah.
And that's how Pac was. Yeah. I mean, he just said what was on his mind. The way it came out was the way it came out, whether it was harsh or whether it was confrontational or whether it was something else.
So,
you know what I mean? He just came real plain. Like, it's hard to be diplomatic with your words as a Gemini.
Well, I'm glad that you're saying all this because that makes gives us a perfect segue into our next rapper.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.